about this kind of stuff. These are the ones that will be identified to work on this topic.
Bogdan. I understand that, but you understand that. I understand that, but someone that would read the document for the first time, it would be very blurred. So maybe if I understood correctly what Dev was saying, what we mean here is actually, or not summary, topics on issue that is being presented. Was that the direction? I mean, not the wording, but the direction.
This is Dave. So the way I would think about it is that, you know, in the public comment that we have on the wiki, I think it also, because when we want to sort of share it on social media, you know, the issue is like, okay, well, we can't just simply say IRFTP Part D. You know, you want to phrase it so that, okay, if you're a registered, you want to try to, you know, give us summary as to why you should care. I guess that's how I would put it. Why should you care as a from at large? How? Because what has that got to do with end users? You know, well, you know, so privacy proxy services, okay, well, you know, if there was a public comment on a privacy proxy service, okay, this, the reason why you should care is because if you care about your privacy, and so, you know, you have to explain that, so that you have to craft that as part of the, so when the public comment goes on the wiki, that information is also there. And I know I can try to define it sometimes, but, you know, I still find there's probably room for improvement.
So this is Constantine. Do we want to talk about the policy issues and strengthen relevance or identify SMEs within the RALOS? Or do we want to, because there is another statement here that says each RALO recommendation, each RALO should have a policy group. And, right? So maybe that's, you know, in terms of recommendation, define the issue and strengthen the relevance, define the issue, and state topics of interest, that something like that, and then recommendation is for each RALO to establish a policy group. You want to type that down? And then, I mean, we can go through the draft, and then we can go back and revisit them. I think we should go through all of these, and then we can go back and refine them. What do you think? Yeah.
All right. I see two hands here, Bogdan and then Olivier.
I just had one, Bogdan. Direct suggestion for the first one, maybe to change it with clarify the issues at stake for an internet user or for a regular internet user.
This you want to be recommendation. It's not coming, like, you know, really in sync right now.
That's. I think we should just put down the idea as the participant stated, and then we can go back and refine it. That's probably the fastest way to get this done, because we take the next 15 minutes to just fly through whatever we have in rough draft, and then we go back to it and revisit it.
So it's clarify.
Yeah.
Olivier?
Yeah, thanks very much, David. It's Olivier speaking. I've just been thinking about the process, seeing the time pass by, and of course, and some of us are dozing off because we've had lunch as well. It's well understood, you know, your sugar levels are going down. You're like, ugh. I wonder whether we can identify all of the issues which you recorded, and then we could split into two groups. We've got two drafters.
Right.
We can huddle around. This doesn't need to be recorded as such and things. This is now the drafting stuff, and it's very difficult to say Dave for the record, Olivia for the record, and this and that. We're drafting at the moment.
I like that.
Yeah. And we can then huddle into two groups, one on each side. You're on the same Google Doc document, so you're able to both edit the same document. We divide the work into two, and we go twice as fast. And then we'll leave the last half an hour or 20 minutes to be able to run through our recommendations. I mean, we don't need to have a polished document by the end of this hour and a half. Yeah. At least we need to have all the points on there.
Okay.
So okay with this? So let's identify all the issues, list them all and so on, then we'll split them. And then the second thing I thought, there are some recommendations which we're going to give. I mean, all of that goes to the board. But some of them are aimed at the ALAC and at large to do things like the identification of the topics, finding out in our community who subject matter experts are, etc. That's ALAC work. That's at-large work. That's things that which we're going to have to do. Some of the recommendations are aimed at the board because that's something for ICANN to do. And we will but we will do that later on when we renumber the recommendations and stuff. We'll be able to separate them, and we need to clearly identify them then.
Yeah.
That will be stage two, and we'll probably be able to do that after this meeting anyway. Yeah. That's just a sort of formatting thing. So let's go through the list.
Yeah. So this is Constantine. So what we'll do is basically, this is the original. We'll make two copies. You take one, I take the other, so we don't mess each other up, and then we put them back together again.
This is Dave. I mean, it's the same Google Doc, right? I mean...
Yes.
So I don't know when you say take two copies. What do you mean by that? Just
He takes the first half, I take the other half, so we don't, because I'm not sure how the synchronization happens if we are working on the same document.
You can actually work the two on the same sentence, and you can have a game where one person writes something and the other person writes something else afterwards.
I know.
And he can catch up with you, or you can get away from him.
Okay, and we can do that. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, keep typing then.
Some of the, like, you know, just to bring everyone back, because you're decreasing energy levels, some of the things that were discussed today was there was a discussion about the policy decision-making and government support system, right? If you may recall, it's not a terminology, but it's sort of to give you an idea that we were discussing how to better organize the policy comment process, and this was something that we were talking about. We can recommend to ICANN to look at a policy management system design, which could have the incorporation of more fluid and crowdsource, comments, and better management, better version control, and so forth.
And to continue types, I guess.
Well, that's cooler. I thought my stomach was.
So look at alternate. Software packages, including open source, what's available. And is that where I have to ask, I also have a note here about crowdsourcing. Was that related to this?
Yes.
Yeah, right? So that's another recommendation.
And I think we can fold in that the liquid feedback.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to mention that. But I guess tools such as...
Tools such as maybe, or I don't know how they describe
this is
what
all,
liquid
this is all
is.
Written there. Once, you know, we have all the topics listed, we'll just take 5 minutes to put the information in.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And then the final process can start.
Okay. And then there was another comment in terms of... So another problem statement is establish a... I'll wait.
The acronym for this becomes PMP, the policy management process.
Okay. And then while you're typing... just go to another problem statement. So I think somebody mentioned about actually being able to, I think, Fuad, maybe that was you, or about metrics on policy. For instance, the policy management system, actually that can be a recommendation, I suppose. Mm. The policy management system should have a way to deliver metrics so that we know who is, how many people are looking at it, or how many people are working on it, and so on. What policies are the hottest and the coldest, and so on. Is there any comments on that? Yeah.
This is Dave. So this is regarding in looking at how open data initiatives are used. Is that part where open data? And do you want to mention that?
Yeah, that, I'll put in this information.
Okay.
When I go back to this, So,
Olivia?
Yeah, one recommendation I saw here, make ALEC policy page user-friendly with the usability expert. Does that work with the policy management process? And is that policy management process in ICANN are we looking at, or policy management process
These
in
are ICANN
large?
Ones, right?
These
now.
Are ICANN ones, okay.
Yeah. These are specific to ICANN.
Okay, maybe then don't make a recommendation on that, because they're trying to do this by themselves.
Where we're putting ICANN, we're mentioning ICANN, improving the policy management process in ICANN.
And so there was another discussion which maybe is tied to this one, which was about the translations. And I think, Olivia, you were the one that mentioned maybe we should have a translation queue forecast system so that the policy, since time is limited, the policy... So that's another recommendation. Mm. Oh, no, that's actually the problem statement is that translations, policy translations do not happen. Policy requests for comments do not happen on a timely basis in different languages. And the recommendation is identify a forecast system. Do not take place. Does not, yeah. Actually, you want to reword that? Policy requests for comments in different languages do not occur on a timely basis. And the recommendation is to... The recommendation is to identify a forecast system for the translation queue.
Dwight has done it again. Different international languages. I don't know. Different languages would be okay. Different international or you know, it's a double word.
That's a
bad habits from the development community, I tell you. Okay, identify a what?
Identify a translation queue forecast system. You got it? A translation queue, QUE, forecast system.
Ah, forecast system.
Yeah. Because that's, you know, as Olivia was saying, sometimes it takes 24 hours, sometimes it can take 2 months at that own time. Mm. So
Q-U-E-U-E.
Q-U-E-Q-E. I always...
Q-U-E?
U-E.
U-E, yeah.
And perhaps even mention the word CRM, Customer Relationship Management System.
So,
CRM.
And then you can put, we can do ICANN and AIL. Oh, I'm sorry.
Customer Relationship Management
System. Yeah, CRM. That's an acronym that's recognized.
Yeah.
For what?
Translation.
Yeah.
At the moment, everything is done by hand. You send an email. They think how much time it's going to take. They send the email to one of their translators. The translator
sends
the
email back to them.
Don't worry about
the details. We'll take care of them.
They send it back over to you.
CRM usually to me means like someone's on the phone and information about
content
management system.
A content management.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
CMS.
Oh, you mean a document management system?
Yeah, that's another word for it. Okay. And,
sorry, not a document management system, a document review system.
Yes.
Whatever works.
It's called a DRM.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe go to the next one, and then we'll come back and put in the details. This is a new problem statement. There is no definition for public interest. We need the problem statement is we need to define what public interest mean. Define public interest.
I was going to be a bit more.
What does it mean?
I was going to be more dramatic with it. You know, define the public interest within ICANN's context.
Yeah.
How does this sound?
Okay. And we can come back to that. Then
we've got a lot of stuff on this.
A new problem statement is define ICANN customer.
Yeah.
And then a new problem statement, define the difference between consumer versus user.
Well, it could be actually part of the same one.
Yeah.
Define ICANN's customers, comma, differentiate while differentiating between
consumer versus user.
Yeah, it's Olivier. I wouldn't spend too much time on that one since I think TG1 has spent a lot of time discussing customers and users.
Right. Well, possibly it could help in help them in the overall document see that, you know, this was an area of concern.
Yeah.
even for this.
By the way, YJ, did you have a particular comment on?
YJ speaking. I was about to make a comment before.
Oh, okay. Well,
rather than the public interest one, we were talking about the translation issues before, but I think translation is also important, but sort of the terminologies. There are so new terminologies, even though I understand English, but the kind of the terminologies and the kind of the English some people are talking in this space is very much different from the common language. So sometimes it's very difficult for those who didn't really have those background get involved with this debate in a very substantial manner. So, for example, I just attended this brand registry group meeting where they were talking a lot about this the brand issues, and mm-hmm. which I found a very interesting policy challenge in the future, because they were talking about the possibility to open the two code letter, which might have the conflict with CCTLD issues. And when they are talking about that, they were talking about specification 13, specification 5 or something. I know what specification means, but I didn't really know what specification 13 in this context. So there are a lot of those the terminologies which we are not familiar with. I mean, it's like a keep being created. So I think when we really wanted to get engaged with this policy dialogue, we probably need not only translation service, but also some kind of the background information about specific terminologies that has been used in those policy dialogues. So maybe we can ask, you know, all those the acronyms and all those the terminologies can get more you know, the described in a layman's word rather than all those technical wordings.
This is Constantine. So I guess that goes back to the previous problem statement, right? In the translation, the translation problem statement, and basically
the improving the policy management process in ICANN. So,
number three, item three.
Uh-huh.
So, identify translation queue forecast system, incorporate a document review system, and ensure that all acronyms and terminology are clearly defined
exactly.
In third grade level.
And references,
yeah.
Background references.
Yeah. So, can you add that? So at the end,
mm-hmm.
Ensure that all acronyms and terminology used in each policy
references to other documents, because in the ICANN community that happens about people.
Mike?
Sorry, for the record, Michael Ford, Lacrallo. I was just adding, trying to expand on that by suggesting that we make sure that references to other documents or to documents that some people soaked in this might understand well, but those of us newer to it don't. I've experienced that a lot too. People speak glibly of Section 3 and they don't say where, in what, and they don't say what it is, but so all those references we have to make sure we explain what document you're talking about and not assume that somebody knows it.
Yeah.
And even guide them by saying what it's all about, because they may never have heard of it before.
So I think that's a separate recommendation.
Okay. Olivier, sorry.
Yeah, thanks, David. Is that a recommendation for ICANN or for at large? Because the concern I have, a recommendation for ICANN, the ICANN documents like the registrar accreditation agreements and so on, for those subject matter experts that know what the topic is about, they'll know what specification 13, 9, 12, all of these, they'll know what they are, because that's part of the working documents that they've been working on for several years. So our subject matter experts will know what they are, but I don't think we can ask for ICANN to turn every document that they're working on with every single you know, a glossary of absolutely every single term being used in the document. Otherwise, this is just not going to work.
YJ?
Yeah, I think it might be difficult at the beginning to institutionalize those kind of practices, but I don't think it's the only the benefit of Elasticsearch users. It can be the benefit of, for example, those the companies who are not in the ICANN community yet, but who really wanted to join this kind of ICANN community for further discussion. It's not only the users and companies, but also government representatives. I think those who were not in this space for policy discussion, it's really difficult to understand all those the new words because people keep creating new names. I mean, just like today, they, you know, they keep like generating new terminologies. If you are not in these meetings and in this space, it's very difficult to follow up. So I think it's better to leave some record so those who come to this dialogue later, they can still follow up and chase those kind of the, you know, previous discussion.
So that would you change anything in that terminology then? And we can decide if it's ALAC, and we can put in parentheses whether it's ALAC or ICANN, but is that terminology okay? Or would you change anything in that terminology, in that sentence, item number 5 and number 4 and 5?
I think that seems to be okay with me. But I mean, I'm not a native speaker of English, so I might review that with different opinion. But at this stage, that looks fine. With
for rough draft, I guess it's okay. Yeah. Okay, so we'll just keep going. I have a few more. Just go to a new problem statement. Thank you. Can I just keep going, Fuad? I mean, sorry.
Sorry. Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So we talked about to set up a public interest forum, not a public interest, whatever you called it previously, that came with a bad acronym.
The PIS?
Yeah.
The Public Interest Summit.
PIS.
Yeah, so how about Public Interest Forum instead?
We are getting tired, aren't we?
That was off the record.
And underneath that, the reason for that is establish a public interest forum slash summit, if you like, to understand the vision of public interest in the minds of the stakeholders and how the stakeholders define it.
Establish a public interest forum summit to bring together.
Okay, this is Dave. I mean, as I recall, so we identified that ICANN is planning, has in its focus area for the, in its strategic plan for the next 5 years, to establish, you know, to clarify the public responsibility framework. So I suppose we could just say ICANN, well, we support that the need to really clarify the public interest support the ICANN's proposals to identify the public responsibility framework, and you know, and again, I think the idea was to establish, all right, a public internet summit, similar in concept to NetMund. You see, I think that was the idea, to have a single focus meeting to look at the issue. Yeah, a single meeting. A single topic meeting to focus on that issue. I think that was that's the wording I'll try to say. I don't know about summit and so on. Constantine,
what would you change in that terminology then? The way it's written.
This is Dave. Support the FY15 strategic plan focus area recommendation on clarifying the public interest. And we can grab the words exactly from that document. But that's the word. Yeah.
Operating plan?
Strategic plan.
Oh,
Thomas, sorry.
Tom Lowenhaupt. ICANN should clarify the public interest in order to provide a measure against its actions, to have a metric or to have a, you know, you want to know the public interest so that you can measure things by, you know, is this in the public interest? So just some language that says it should, a reason for why should you clarify the public interest? I think, you know, it, you know, so that ICANN can do its work properly, so that we can decide what work is measures up to it. Someone can clarify that.
This is Constantine. So you're saying that established metric for to measure the effectiveness of a public interest?
No, I'm saying that we, you know, I'm just saying that it might be helpful to measure, give a reason why you want to know the public interest. Why do we want to know the public interest? Because every action that ICANN takes should be measured against the public interest. Is this in the public interest? You have to know what the public interest is. So let me see. Sorry, go on.
This is Dave speaking. I mean, it's not just ICANN's support to FY15. It's really the at large will supports the FY15.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody! All the mics are on.
I'll shut mine off.
Yeah, ICANN is presenting the FY15. It can't just support it because it's there. It's ICANN's.
So it's no the at large.
At large supports the FY15 strategic plan article that calls for clarifying the ICANN public interest in order. Oh, it's
a bit of a mess.
Yeah.
The organization's activities.
I thought we were just looking at the issues and then we were going to split into two groups. But
I guess it didn't happen. I'm trying to push it alone, but okay.
All right, go.
All right, next problem statement. Are you there? Yeah. So this was about transforming the GAC and ALAC and reorganize the relationship of supporting organizations and advisory committees. And this was related to, I guess, the statements in that
people.
Evan.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. No,
finish. I was finished first.
And so transform the GAC and ALAC and reorg the relationship of supporting organizations and advisory committees and establish. Oh, no, that's something else. That's it. That's what I had. There is more stuff underneath, but okay, go.
Transforming or improving the role?
Lost me. This is Dave. So I think this part of the notes was related to the R3 paper, right? And the R3 paper had some specific general recommendations, and I think the consensus was that we include those recommendations, restate those recommendations from the R3 paper.
Yeah,
isn't that what is that
yeah.
part?
Let me bring this in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where it came from.
Yeah.
Let me bring this in.
That's the one Evan and Jean-Jacques were involved in?
Yes, the R3 paper, yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's where it came from. You can bring it in afterwards.
Okay.
So, yeah.
This doesn't come from the R3 paper. This is from the ATRT. This is from the Accountability and Transparency Review.
Okay.
The R3 paper is asking for a complete change of advisory committees making policy and supporting organizations taking on a different role.
Sorry.
I have this in the ATRD, in the notes. Yeah.
Okay. We can come back and clear this as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so new problem statement. We need to identify of who at large is. within the global context, and
the user interest. Basically, this was about the user interest.
Right.
Let me just come back to the exact language of this.
And another item here. Are you going back to the previous one?
No. I am touching this one.
Okay.
Who we are and what we do.
Right.
What is
and
the definition of the users can at large protect the public interest.
Right. Can we be identified as a public interest group?
At large.
Who are we?
Not engaged with ASO, CCNSO decisions.
At right.
Large
right.
Have some yes. level of engagement with GNSO.
That's the one.
Can we be identified as a public interest group? GAC is identified that it can protect the public interest. Get recommendations from GNSO that it represents the public interest. At large needs to build consensus. Yeah, these were the points from this. So
I think the problem statement can be, you want the problem statement or recommendations?
What is the user interest?
Is that what it is?
Yeah. What is the user interest?
So if I recall, because this is what YJ was talking about in terms of, I guess, clarifying the roles of the various AECs and supporting organizations in representing the public interest. I think that's what that point was essentially trying to say.
Can you repeat that, please?
This is Dave. Clarify the. Clarify the oh dear.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah, it is tiredness. I don't know. All right, let me just focus here. So, this is what YJ was saying, and that it is to clarify for the AECs and SOs as to how they represent the public interest.
Well, that can go in the ICANN one.
Well, yes, because ICANN should convene that process by which those communities can do it.
We can say define the public interest within the context of ICANN and its community.
Yeah, let's go with that for now.
Yeah.
And
come on.
Yanis?
This is Yanis speaking, and I wasn't here during your discussions, but then I just feel that for recommendations one, for ICANN should clarify the public interest, I just have a feeling that the term should be clarified or defined by the community together, but not just the ICANN corporation itself. So I don't know, it just doesn't feel really all right with me for number one.
No, but this is in its operating in the strategic plan to define the public interest, and it's continuously making decisions and continuously using this term that I can this in the public interest, that in the public interest. So on what grounds is it already doing that when there is no accepted definition?
Yeah, I mean, we should define it together, but I mean, not the ICANN staff themselves or
no.
That's what three says.
That's why you have a meeting or a summit. To be organized within an ICANN meeting,
okay,
where all the communities can sit together, maybe start one day or 2 days before the actual ICANN meeting, and look into this.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Alan?
Alan, excuse for the transcript. I was just wondering whether we should have a definition of public interest in ICANN legal. And there isn't.
No.
Okay.
You can answer that, but I don't think so.
Thanks.
Okay, go to the next problem statement. Okay. Can you go to a new one?
Yeah.
And this is about engagement, volunteer engagement. Need to engage more volunteers on specific topics by bringing them up to speed and clarifying acronyms and background.
Yeah. Increasing the volunteers
through bringing them up by through education of acronyms.
But we can take that into capacity building.
You could.
Yeah, we have a specific one on capacity building.
Okay.
So we can answer this in capacity building.
Okay, yeah. Then I'll keep going.
Bring it to capacity building and awareness, defining capacity building and improving its effectiveness.
So maybe then you can write bring people up to speed of acronyms and ensure that you clearly define acronyms and terminology used, which is the same as the translation, acronyms and terminology used, to make sure people understand what the topic is about. So that's a recommendation, I guess.
Okay. This is Dave. So I think the discussions also regarding capacity building was to having a repeated, this is more for at large, to have a repeated set of capacity building webinars similar to what the Atlas II capacity building webinars did, because everyone felt that those webinars were very good and it should be repeated, and especially because the recordings, people can go back to the recordings and learn from that. So that was the ALAC side of things. And now I've forgotten my second thought. So,
okay.
Thomas, go ahead. Maybe you recall it.
a different one, but I think within the capacity building, I'd mentioned earlier today, or yesterday, about having at large. Requiring that cities applying for TLDs have an at-large structure to address issues associated with its ascertainment as to whether to what it's to be used for, in some order of those words.
This is Dave. I think I was referring to your beginning comments at the beginning of the session regarding applications for the TLDs. You know, you should have an ALS that could be identified for those within those cities that could be involved in not only that city TLD, but in ICANN at large.
ICANN issues as well, yes.
But I think going back to the I don't know if that's already a capacity building one, but I think it was what Michael was talking about in terms of. I think Michael, if I recall, you were saying something along the lines of, how do we get persons from being observers to engaged volunteers, and you were saying something along the lines of that. You know, you need somebody to help walk through the process and make it more. Can you recall? Perhaps you should repeat it, because I can't find it in my notes right now, unfortunately.
Michael Ford, Lacrallo. I cannot remember my exact words, but I think I was going along the general trend that that Dev was referencing, and it goes like this: a newcomer. Or a newbie needs help with walking through the mire of abbreviations and acronyms and so on. We've made this point many times before, but it needs to be a defined program or a set way of doing it. Something that the new person can rely on and knows that it's there to help them for the first few months, no doubt, until they get accustomed to the whole thing. Otherwise, you rapidly drop out of it.
I'm sorry, Thomas, you had something to say? I see your mic is on. Constantine, sorry.
All right, can we continue? Obviously, we're running out of time, so So there was a discussion about archivals, establishing an archival system in Confluence to reduce the amount of information and have the more relevant items. So the problem statement is minimize the amount of information and documents online if there is.
Go, Olivier, because we are running out of time. Go on.
Yeah, point of order, Mr. Chair. It is 4:45. This was supposed to end at 4:30.
Ooh.
The plenary session is at 5 o'clock. What do we do? And I have to go now because I have to go to an interview. So,
can we bring the...
Go ahead, Constantine.
Can we we have the problem statements and some recommendations? Can we quickly fill them in, and then that's what we basically go through, right? Because we're pretty close to.
So what I would suggest, perhaps it's Olivia speaking, is yeah, you fill them in. I have to run.
Yeah.
You fill them in, and then circulate the Google Doc thing on the wiki. Not on the wiki. Sorry, among the working group, maybe on the mailing list. Working group. No, yeah. Maybe no. Don't put it on the mailing list. Because it's public,
right.
And then you might have some idiot from outside going like, "Oh, excellent, let's destroy the whole thing." So yeah. put it as ask Susie to give each one of the email addresses of all of us in the working group, get us all to have that access to the wiki, to this thing, the Google Doc, and then we'll do a bit of filling in.
Yeah.
Later on, maybe tonight, before going to sleep, this sort of stuff. I have a few points I wanted to add also in there, which fit in those categories, by the way.
Yeah.
When do we have to report this?
We have until the session that puts it all together. So I think, is it Wednesday, 4 o'clock or something?
Oh, it's not tonight?
Oh, no. Tonight we need to just give the main points and just a brief report. Verbal report of the main points, but we have another 2 days to work on this outside of our usual meetings.
And when do we do this? Give the main points. I mean,
tonight,
5 p.m., 15 minutes from now.
So if I sit with you, can I do it?
Hi. This is Dave. I could. We'll try to do it.
When your turn comes, I'll start speak. Ask for the mic.
Okay.
Right, and then like you can point it out that you know. Come on, Mr. Reporter.
How about if I take this and I finish it off, and then you guys can do whatever you need.
Yeah.
Okay.
You wanted to introduce your points now, or was it all time?
Understood. Bogan,
a practical suggestion. I think you can send the link via the group, the email group, and you can just make it visible only for comments. So in this way, only you have access to the whole text, and the others can just comment on it.
The issue on the public mailing list is that, you know, the kind of words we're using right now haven't been filtered by ELAC, right?
Sorry?
Haven't been filtered according to the language, the acceptable language, which you can say.
Bogan, but as I said, Susie is circulating the piece of paper. Everybody's going to be getting their email addresses, and then we'll circulate the link privately amongst ourselves.
You'll get an invite to the Google Doc. So all the changes you make, they will be in a different color, and we'll show your name. So no worries about that.
Yep.
And you can live edit the same document. Yeah.
Tom Lowenhaupt. I was just curious. So the presentation tonight is not necessary. So I think that one of the major elements that was made was in regard to the, I don't know how to phrase it, but the independent funding. You know, the fact that we'd want that. And that was mentioned yesterday by YJ and earlier today again. And so I'm just wondering whether what's mentioned is it, or can those things be further discussed,
this is Dave. I would suggest once the Google Doc goes out, you might want to then insert that as a comment. Okay, we should add those points there, because I don't know if you could really wordsmith that right now at this point.
Right.
So when the Google Doc goes out, you know, the comments regarding the funding, because I think that's probably a separate point there as well, that ALAC should have its own funds for furthering the at-large work and so forth. We can do that through the Google Doc. Okay. because I don't know if you could, like I said, we don't have the time. I have to admit, I thought it was going. My mistake. I missed the time on that. My apologies. All right. So Susie, you've circulated the piece of paper going around.
Yes, it's going very well. Thank you.
Okay. So once that has happened, we will circulate the Google Doc. I guess let's wordsmith now and sit on, and because we have to then give a summary of what we discussed today. Maybe we won't document all the recommendations, but we'll just give a precis of what we said, what happened today.
So you want to move to that room so all three of us can sit together?
To the plenary room now? Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think that's a good idea. Yeah. But I want to make sure everybody has filled out the piece of paper with the email address.
Yeah.
So.
Could you fill out
your email address?
You have it.
For this morning, huh? Oh, because I've been sending you stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Then I just
need. Yep. So, okay. So I think we would like to thank everybody. I know this is probably still the beginning of actually drafting our document in time for our summit for the Summit 2 declaration. So we have until, like I said, Tuesday. Maybe early Wednesday. So thanks, and thanks to the IT staff and for staying with us. So thanks for that. So this call is now adjourned.